What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, March 26, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in, put you on there with your comments, questions, and opinions. Boy, talk about a good day on the Dow. The market just closed at 1322 up. And it's recovered about one third of the losses since the peak last month. So the investment class, they're all happy. They're looking forward to this coronavirus stimulus package passing. But again, the Senate passed it 96-0. And now it's up to the House. But we're hearing already from Nancy Pelosi. She's got a bunch of stuff she wants to add into it. She's still going for her little fairy tale wish list of things like, you know, $35 million for the Kennedy Performing Center and credits for solar panels and all this other stuff. It's got nothing to do with coronavirus. It's got nothing to do with the economic hardship being suffered by the American people. It's just what the liberals want. And she's going to hold that legislation hostage until she gets it. So in theory, the House will vote on it tomorrow, but we'll see what happens. As Speaker of the House, unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi has a great deal of influence on what gets voted where. So what is the coronavirus stimulus package and what is in it? And, you know, this is the largest economic relief package in American history. And it's got something for employees, employers, and those hardest hit by the COVID-19 crisis. Okay, now there are going to be payments to individuals. Single Americans will receive $1,200. Married couples will get $2,400. Parents will receive $500 for each child under the age of 17. On the other hand, payments will start to phase out for individuals with adjusted gross incomes of more than $75,000. Those making more than $99,000 won't qualify at all. The thresholds are doubled for couples. Okay. Now, there is a huge boost in unemployment benefits. The federal government is going to give jobless workers an extra $600 a week for 4 months on top of state benefits, which range from $200 to $550 a week, depending upon where you live. In addition, there's going to be 13 weeks of extended benefits will be fully covered by the federal government. As of now, state unemployment checks, again, depending upon where you live, they last from 12 to 28 weeks. So It does look like it's going to move forward and it's going to provide a little bit of relief. But even that much, I'm sorry, $2,400 for a couple, you know, that's going to cover your rent for maybe 2 months. And it's certainly not going to cover the other bills. I don't think it's enough. And I don't think it's enough to re-kick the economy back in. Because after you get that $2,400 for a married couple, you're going to pay your rent, you're going to pay your utilities, you're going to buy food. There's going to be nothing left over to go back into the stores and start to restart that consumer economy, which prior to that whole 2008 crash, the consumer economy was more than 60% of our entire economic activity. So, you know, nice that we're going to get the cash, and yes, we're going to cash those checks and spend the money. I don't think it's enough. By the way, for those of you, if you have auto pay on any of your bank accounts, and you have lost your job, you need to take care of that, because otherwise when the auto pay comes on in and there aren't enough funds in your account to cover it, you're going to get overdraft charges from the bank and they can really pile up very, very quickly. All right. Donald Trump is out there warning that suicides from the coming economic depression will far surpass the deaths from the coronavirus. Somebody called in, or rather wrote in the other day and said, what is the source for that claim? Well, it's coming from the White House here. And President Donald Trump is saying that social distancing rules may be relaxed sometime soon. Tremendous death from the economic depression that could be worse than the coronavirus itself. So he is starting to change his priorities here and shift back to getting the economy going again. And surprisingly, according to a new Harris poll, most Americans agree with him. They're more worried about the economy than they are about their personal health. Of course, you know, we understand the mortality rate for the coronavirus is very low. It's certainly higher than the conventional flu, but we all seem to keep the economy going despite that here. Anyway, Trump has right now a 60% approval rating. The Democrats are freaking out about that. And a taxpayer-funded national public radio station, KUOW-FM in Seattle, is saying they will no longer carry the daily White House coronavirus briefings, saying the decision is due to a pattern of false or misleading information provided that cannot be fact-checked in real time. In other words, they're saying, we think the president and his people are lying, therefore we're not going to broadcast. Well, we don't know how true and accurate the information is we're getting from the briefings, but it's the only information we're really getting from the top. And I think NPR, which is taxpayer-funded, is definitely doing a disservice by saying, you know, we're not going to carry the president's briefings. Now, I remember when I was young, when the president asked for time on the media, it was provided, no questions asked. And now we've got the media saying, well, we don't think the president's going to say anything worthwhile, so we're going to do reruns of the Kardashians or something. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And there's a story that came on out. This was over at Investment Watch blog on how the estimates are that the U.S. will be the coronavirus center of the world by the end of this week. I don't know about the end of this week, end of next week maybe. And it's turning out that, again, as people were concerned about, New Orleans is turning into a new hotspot for the coronavirus. And they're saying, yes, it was Mardi Gras. It was a month of Carnival, Mardi Gras itself, and now the people are coming down sick down there. And there is a huge blooming, if you will, of new cases down there. Now, the director of the World Health Organization, remember, back in January, was claiming that COVID-19 could not be spread by human-to-human contact. I remember that. I remember they came on out and said, nope, not going to happen, not going to happen. Well, now he's out there, he's changed his tune and saying that the world was slow to react to COVID-19. Generally, you know, given the mass of government bureaucracy, an instantaneous reaction was impossible from the beginning. So anyway, the Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, is out there saying the world was slow to react. Now, over in Spain, which is Europe's worst hit country after Italy, is saying that the coronavirus tests it bought from China are failing to detect positive cases. In other words, they're getting false negatives. And I think it was only yesterday we were talking about this document from the CDC acknowledging that the PCR tests that they've been handing out there can do a false positive, where it can say, yes, you've got the COVID-19 virus in you, but it can't determine whether or not that's the cause of your illness or death. So it's a lot of uncertainty out there in the laboratories here. Now, here's a very, very interesting story. And it came out of teleguodo.com. And it relates to Dr. Li Wenliang. Now, this was the doctor in China who was actually punished for going public about COVID-19, and he later died of that disease. And now he's being exonerated posthumously and honored for what he did. It turns out in his case files that he kept for research purposes, he had something he thought was going to be a cure that would significantly decrease the impact of the COVID-19 virus on the human body. And it basically involves three chemicals, methyl xanthine, theobromine, and theophylline, and these stimulate compounds that can ward off these viruses in a human with at least an average immune system. And it turns out these three chemicals are found naturally occurring in tea. Regular tea has these chemicals already in it. The main methylxanthine is, in fact, the stimulant caffeine. So if you're drinking a lot of caffeine already, that's a good one. And what happens is the tea plant creates these chemicals as a way to ward off insects and other animals. That's why we find so many of these medications in plants. They've literally evolved to produce chemicals to protect themselves from predators and fungi and so forth. They didn't just make these chemicals for us to harvest and use on ourselves. These are these plants' natural defense systems. So apparently a simple cup of tea has been proven by this doctor to actually reduce the impact of the virus. So something else you can stock up on and buy out the store. All right, so how did all of this get started? The hysteria. We talked about the hysteria yesterday. We had a lot of people calling in saying it is overblown. And I will agree that the corporate media has just jumped on this as a way to build viewership and ad revenues and so forth. But it all goes back to a British scientist by the name of Neil Ferguson. And he published this report predicting 2.2 million Americans and more than 500,000 Brits would be killed by COVID-19. And that resulted in both the United States and British governments basically shutting down their citizens and economies. And unfortunately, Ferguson is now walking back his doomsday scenarios and saying, well, you know, I've gone back in and I've looked at the numbers and it's not going to be that bad by quite a wide margin here. But Ferguson's report from Imperial College, which the White House and other officials took seriously, said that if the U.S. and Great Britain did not shut down for 18 months and isolation measures were not taken, we would expect a peak in mortality to occur after approximately 3 months. And his models predicted overflowing hospitals and ICU beds. I think it was about a week ago we were talking about this article saying we're all making decisions on the basis of unreliable information. The only thing we know for certain is we don't know anything for certain. And so people's imaginations are running wild. And you have people who think it's the end of the world. And you have other people like those who were calling in yesterday saying, no, it's no big deal. Somewhere in between those two extreme views lies the truth. And we're trying to basically narrow down and get there. Now, with a mortality rate, at least here in the United States, of only 1.3%, it's not a slate wiper. I mean, if everybody in the United States came down with COVID-19, okay, we're still looking, you know, maybe 3-4 million deaths out of a population of 330 million. That's not a wiped slate. Slate wiper would be Ebola Mayinga, which has like a 98% fatality rate. Okay. There have been a lot of people out there doing, I guess you could call them practical jokes, where they're like coughing on people and saying, oh, by the way, I have the virus. Or I have the virus, do this or I'll cough on you. There was one lady who basically coughed in a supermarket and the supermarket threw out $35,000 worth of food because she said she had the coronavirus. Come on, people. We need to, in the face of this crisis, we have to go for our better selves. We have to think, you know, how is this really going to affect people around us instead of, you know, can I use this to get my face on social media? Okay, famous fleeting, and it's not that big a deal. Anyway, apparently the Department of Justice has announced that people who deliberately spread COVID-19 may face federal terrorism charges for purposeful exposure and infection. There's one guy who's apparently already being considered for terrorism charges, threatening people to cough on them. Okay, story coming on out of another one from Investment Watchdog. They're talking about the situation in New Orleans, and they're bracing for chaos down there because, again, Mardi Gras was the end of February. We're now on March 26th, and people are starting to come down sick. And if it's really bad, and, you know, during Mardi Gras, they were just packed in there shoulder to shoulder. New Orleans could very quickly become a worse hotspot than New York is right now. We have to keep an eye on that. Now, here's an interesting little development here. I was talking about this with Claire this morning. You know those reusable shopping bags? I mean, you know, the liberals said, you know, don't use disposable plastic, which is good, and go back to the paper bags, or even better, reusable shopping bags. And there had already been a concern about reusable shopping bags as being, shall we say, growth environments for bacteria, because even with all the packaging and everything that you have from what you bring home from the supermarket, especially produce that you've just pulled off the little display case, put in your reusable shopping bag. Over time, you build up a coating inside of nutrition that microbes can feed on. And there was already a concern about that. How do you keep those sterile and clean? But over in Massachusetts, the governor has now prohibited the use of reusable shopping bags. This is actually a smart thing because let us say, hypothetically, I have COVID-19 and we're going down to the local Walmart and we grab our reusable shopping bags out of the back of the car, which means they're now contaminated with COVID-19 virus. And we go on into Walmart and we walk around and we put stuff in the shopping cart. And as we're checking out, whoever's bagging the groceries picks up the virus from the reusable shopping bag. And yes, I know that you tend to bag your own stuff at Walmart, but the local supermarket where they bag it for you. So I think it's a really, really good idea that people stop using those reusable shopping bags. Okay, Russia made a big deal about sending a whole bunch of COVID-19 aid to Italy. Unfortunately, citing high-level political sources, the country's La Stampa Daily reported 80% of the material sent by Russia is essentially useless. So it was more of a political exercise than a real exercise in humanity, at least if we are to believe La Stampa. All right, down in Brazil, President Bolsonaro has taken the attitude that COVID-19 is just a little flu. And it isn't. It's a viral pneumonia. And it's causing a lot of damage to lungs. You're going to live with that damage for the rest of your life. But he's refusing to impose a curfew. So you know who's doing it? You know who stepped on in to impose a curfew and separation to try and control coronavirus? The drug lords. The drug lords and criminals in Brazil's Rio de Janeiro, who hold sway over the city's slums, are imposing their own curfew. And you might be surprised the extent to which the South American drug lords are actually foundations of their local cultures. They'll build schools, they'll build hospitals. I mean, they got the money to do it, obviously. You know, and they want to look good in the eyes of the people who are around them. So that they don't get turned in, they don't get betrayed, and they'll build roads, just all kinds of stuff. They function like a de facto government. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, I'm going to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Wasn't Bolsonaro wearing a mask though?
Yeah, he was.
No threat. Why? Yeah, if it's no, you know, this is the attitude though, Mike. Mike, Louisiana is tied with New Jersey now, and they're going to go. Yeah. Real hot, much higher because they let the Mardi Gras happen. They didn't really lock down anything. And I hate to say this, but Florida is going to be up there too because this lackluster attitude. You know, like, I mean, and you know, by the way, in Publix, that's a food store, I believe, in Florida, they're going to be putting in plexiglass barriers between people.
They've already said it.
Oh, that see? And they're going to do that here in New Jersey too. So, I don't think this is going to be over by Easter. Like I said a couple times, if you open the floodgates, you're going to overwhelm the system. You know, there's just... And, Mike, I, by the way, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe the death rate is 10 times more because aren't they only counting the people that they tested for coronavirus? How are they counting? If you're not... If you have pneumonia or something and you didn't get tested for coronavirus and died, like, say, in January, you wouldn't be counted, right?
That's right. That's a question that's been raised. It's prior to the awareness of COVID-19, how many so-called flu deaths were actually COVID-19 deaths? Anyway, listen, Dustin, I'm going to put you on hold here. We got to take a break for commercials. And when we come back, just pick up where you left off. We'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I know that we are all struggling together to deal with this economy. People are losing their jobs. People are having to take pay cuts. And money is very, very tight for everybody. And that's what makes it so very, very hard for us to get down on our knees and, beg for some help for Republic Broadcasting, because Republic Broadcasting, without your support, is going to go away. And again, a heartfelt thanks to everybody who has donated, who does support free radio, free in the sense of freedom of thought, freedom of question, freedom of speech. And if you can help, and we appreciate every little bit, there's no such thing as too small of a donation. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit card or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you, and I thank you. All right, we're going to go back to Dustin in New Jersey, and Dustin, just sort of take off from where you were.
Yeah, Mike, that's the whole thing. This has probably been here since January, so all those people who've been getting it and not diagnosed with it and have been put on ventilators and stuff or died, they're not counted. And even now, the people who aren't getting tested are getting the symptoms and being put on ventilators. So the numbers could be 10 or 20 or 30 times more higher. You know?
They could definitely be higher. I don't know about 20 or 30, but they could definitely be higher. And again, it gets back to the situation. We're all working from unreliable information. You know, we find out that the flu numbers are not actual counts, they're estimates. And we're starting to see the same thing with COVID-19, where they're guesstimating, you know, what the numbers are rather than going out and doing an actual count. Epidemiologists, you know, need to actually go on out and say, this person definitely had it and definitely died from it. This person had it and recovered. This person never got it. And just actually keep a physical count so we've got some real numbers to work with. If everybody's out there guesstimating and they guesstimate wrong, like that guy in Britain who wrote that report saying, you know, that 3 million Americans and 500,000 Brits were going to die. Now he's pulling back and saying, well, that may have been an overstatement. You know, we can't. And, you know, as far as he's concerned, you know, it worked out well for him. He got his name in the newspapers. He's probably got grants all over the place. And, you know, scientists are human beings, and scientists understand if they find something and it's no big deal, they're not going to get any attention. If they find something and it's the end of the world, media shows up followed by money.
Now, would they waste a test kit on somebody who's passed away, though?
They probably would not.
Yeah, so. That's pretty much all I had to say, you know, but... Like I said, watch Florida and Louisiana because I think those are going to be big hot spots also. You know, Louisiana is going to be getting it bad. You know, like, remember, you said a million people passed through that, all the parishes. I think he said 57 or 58 out of 64 parishes, there's people that have it now. So then they're spreading it. It's because they don't know. There's other people who don't know they have it. You know, and there's that incubation.
There's all the people who went to Mardi Gras from out of state. They're now back home in their states.
Including Florida and California and all those.
Yes.
All right, Mike, have a good night and a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I got a note here from Mike in the control room saying that his local convenience store guys are wearing masks and hung a plexiglass pane from the ceiling down to a few inches above the counter. So everybody's hunkering down on that. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones again to Steve Elkins. And Steve, I'm going to have to take you through this next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to be on John's show for the first hour tonight. I didn't get a chance to talk about some things I wanted to last night due to the caller response. We had too many calls last night. But I'd like to ask your listening audience. You've got a great audience. You've got a very smart audience. You're doing a great job. I appreciate you. And thank you for kind of calming things down on this panic-demic, and that's exactly what it is. I'm going to be discussing some things tonight, what's going down here in Florida right now. Put some myths to rest and tell you what's going on down here with New York coming down here and the Governor Cuomo with the need of 30,000 ventilators. I'm going to spell it out for you on John's show in that first hour. I could take up a half an hour of your time. I don't want to do that. It's your show. But I do want to bring some things to rest here. A lot of things that just don't. It's insane, and I got to bring a rest to it and tell the truth on what I know from being an insider. And so, tune into that first hour, and I will relay that information. There's a lot of stuff, lots of misinformation, and a lot of speculation. And I'm going to put that to rest tonight in that first hour.
All right. Well, I'm sure that my audience will tune in to you right after I finish my show because you do follow right immediately. And anything else?
No, that's it. I just it's bothered me, and I've just got to get this out here. I didn't get it last night, but I will definitely get it out in that first hour and stay aware if I need to for answering questions. But I'm going to give you the inside scoop, my perspective, being on the medical side of what the truth is and what the hype is and what the lies are. I'm going to expose those tonight.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call then. We're going to let you go and do another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go right back to the phones to Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, what's on my mind is what you brought up earlier in your show about the report about Russia shipping so much stuff over to Italy and 80% of it not being any good. First off, let's go back to just a day or so ago, where United States told Poland not to even let Russia use their airspace to fly stuff into Italy. And if Italy want to sell 80% of stuff from Russia, that's no good. That's Italy's business. But let's look at the true fact of the matter. If you got 100 U.S. bases in Italy, what does Italy really have to say about the matter? And if we look at La Stampa, okay, the owners of that paper are people called Agnelli's family, who have 60% of their business in American Chrysler. What does that tell you about their connection to America and possibly the CIA?
Well, that's why I qualified the story saying if you believe La Stampa.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I want to get to, the menace behind it all. He's in Italy the other day. Newt Gingrich is already there. He happens to be stuck in Italy. Stuck. I put that in quotations. Okay, but Pompeo, who I refer to as, who looked like he could have stole the world supply of toilet paper just for himself. All right? I can't stand this guy, and my monster of the id is just growing for him. Okay? I just don't like him, period. But going back to him, you know, he's in Italy accusing Iran of purposely spreading the coronavirus when nobody has been hit. If you look at the nature of the virus, it happens to hit the two worst enemies that America and Israel hate the most. That's Iran and China, okay?
Yes.
And they're mad at Italy because Italy has those Chinese factories in northern Italy and the garment factory, okay? They're mad about that, okay? But going back to Pompeo, he's accusing Iran of purposely spreading. Then he's in public offering Iran help to cure the virus, but then sanctioning them behind everybody's back. He's pouring on even more sanctions. Okay, what a piece of crap, and I mean it, a big, fat piece of crap. But I want to go back to an Italian reporter when he was when he flew to Italy the other day, Pompeo, okay, during the welcoming ceremony, a female reporter gifted Pompeo with a bag of dog food and advised him to dine three times a day so he could acquire a dog's honesty and credibility. Now, that's true Italian reporting.
Oh,
that's all
boy.
I have to say, that's sir. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to David in Illinois. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I just heard a few minutes ago Dustin brought up about the people passing away from the flu. At the beginning of this virus that was showing up in the United States, there was two research scientists from that also worked on other viruses like the corona. And they did say they were having, the autopsies were coming back from people that they thought passed away from the flu, and they were not. They passed away from the coronavirus. But they wouldn't give a number. They wouldn't go on and state that. So they you know, knew that this has been showing up, and they missed it, I take it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, the external symptoms present pretty much similar. You have to do a genetics test, and you have to scan the lungs because the damage done to the lungs by COVID-19 is definitely not something you would see with influenza.
But, yes, that's all I was going to say. Sorry. Thank you. All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Okay, now, one of the things I've noticed, and probably you have as well, is that the American media and the American government are totally focused on finding treatments, cures, vaccines developed by American companies, and they're not interested in anything coming out of other countries, especially China, which has been dealing with COVID-19 longer than anybody else. And apparently, over in China, they're using an arthritis drug called tocilizumab, marketed as Actemra. And apparently it is helping to cure 95% of critically ill patients. And, of course, that other story about, you know, how tea may help you deal with that. They're not going to recommend that. They're not going to recommend that. I mean, it's gone so far as the governor of Nevada banned the use of malaria drugs for coronavirus. And he said he did it on the basis of leaders in public health in Nevada. And apparently there's a lot of people out there who've already taken the anti-malarial drugs, the quinone variants. And as it turns out, apparently Nevada's top health officials lack the qualifications to really make a determination as to whether these medications would be effective or not. It was all about protecting somebody's profits. And I think it's a very good exercise to take a look at various politicians like the governor of Nevada and find out how much of their stock portfolios are currently tied up with pharmaceutical companies. Because in the long run, they're the ones who are going to make out like bandits. They're going to be untouched by the economic downturn. The companies that are making masks and gloves and vaccines and treatments and the rest of it, they're going to do very, very well from a panicked population. So we have to be careful of that. Okay. Another story, this one coming out of Zero Hedge. Apparently, New York City morgues are nearing capacity and will be full as soon as next week, according to the Department of Homeland Security, as corroborated by a Politico source. So there is a real virus out there, and it's really killing people. But again, as that caller mentioned, the panic-demic is a little unjustified here. All right, another story, this one coming out of webnewsys.com. Apparently, police are setting up coronavirus checkpoints, and police officers are turning back dog walkers, driving to find a secluded spot, builders trying to get to work. Apparently, the police are given power to demand if car journeys are essential or if they're flouting the lockdown. And we've got places, you know, here in the United States of America, where they're talking about fines if you're out of your home without a good reason. They're talking about jail time in some states if you're out of your home without a really good reason. Everything has to be considered essential as defined by the government, or you could be in serious, serious trouble. Now, today, the FDA approved a new treatment for critical coronavirus patients where they're going to take the blood serum from those who have survived the COVID-19 virus. They've recovered. They've developed antibodies. They're going to donate their blood. It's going to be processed and then injected into the critical coronavirus patients. The interesting thing is this is a centuries-old treatment, and the FDA only just now got around to approving it. So hopefully it's going to work. And anyway, all right. Fear of COVID-19 is based on its high estimated case fatality rate of 2-4% of people with confirmed COVID-19 have died, according to the World Health Organization and others. That's a global estimate, not here in the United States of America. Here in the United States, it's about 1.3%. So, I'm just reading a message from our control room. Let's see. So anyway, Stanford professors being quoted by the Wall Street Journal are saying that the COVID-19 fatality rate estimates are too high. They're saying not as many people are dying as the estimates are saying. Remember I said earlier in the show, everyone's working from guesstimates. We guesstimate it's this many people are sick. We guesstimate this many people have died. We don't have reliable, accurate information. But people are leaving the hotspots. They're trying to go to places where the disease is not yet present there. And apparently out on Cape Cod in the Hamptons, they're overwhelmed by rich Americans who are fleeing to their summer homes. You know, they own two properties. They have their main residence, which is in the city. Then they have the summer home where they go on vacation on the summer. And apparently they're heading on out there to these less densely populated places like the Hamptons and Kennebunkport. And it's already starting to overwhelm the local infrastructure. And of course, the people who live there are very concerned that this influx of people coming in from the hot zones are bringing the disease with them. And it's a legitimate concern. All right, so if you're part of the lockdown and you've stockpiled a bunch of stuff, what are you going to run out of first? And this article basically came out of Investment Watch blog saying this is what people are going to run out of first here. Snacks. Apparently, some of the first goods most people opened when the lockdown began was the snack food. Potato chips, cookies, and candy have been the first to go in many households. Fresh produce going to go, unless you have yourself your own garden. Breads will go. And then milk. For some reason, hair color is an item that they're concerned about. And apparently a lot of women are out there saying that they regret they didn't buy more hair color for touching up their roots before everything glows down. Vanity, thy name is woman. And alcohol. Apparently something that people are running through far more quickly than they expected is the alcohol. Whether it's wine, beer, or liquor, it's flowing quickly. Well, I don't know. Could you watch what's going on in the world today and remain stone cold sober? And, of course, the one thing everybody is starting to run out of is patience. And I was noticing on Fox News where they're talking about ways to keep your children amused, when they're at home from school. And I saw this very clever little illustration where this mother, using Monopoly money, put up this little job board, if you will. Clean your room, so many dollars. Take out the trash, so many dollars, and so forth. You know, chores, which were going to be paid Monopoly money. Then she had a shelf full of snacks and treats that all had prices on them. And so the idea was that, you know, you'd clean your room, you'd get some Monopoly money, and you could use that Monopoly money to buy things from this closet full of treats. I think it's a very, very clever idea, and it keeps the kids busy here. Now, you've probably seen that there's a lot of celebrities that are out there complaining about the quarantine from the living room of their huge mansions. And frankly, it's proving to be a turnoff for a lot of people. And we're getting complaints on social media saying, you know, how can we feel sorry for them? They've got these fabulous homes that they've bought by being very wealthy celebrities, and they're sitting there with all their toys, their big plasma TVs and stereo sound systems and exercise machines and who knows what all else, and they're out there saying, pity me, not likely to happen. All right, we're going to grab a phone call now from Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. Yeah, Michael, what's the difference between these billionaires, Bill Gates from hell, and George Soros? What's the difference between them two?
George Soros doesn't know how to use a computer.
Okay. Okay, there
best
you go.
I
right.
Could, best I could think of.
Hey, Michael, great answer. Listen, here's what I want to talk about. You know, we since this pandemic or Wuhan flu man flu, we haven't seen Antifa running around protesting. We don't see none of these protesters too much anymore that Soros is sponsoring with, what is it, $5,000 a head? And you know, talking about Bill Gates, him and his father, they each gave $10 billion to some of these other countries, but they don't even want to take care of the Americans in this country. And, you know, let's tell the truth about immigration. But before I go on immigration, let's talk about this. There's more poor white Americans in this country than any other ethnic group there is in this country per capita. That's a proven fact.
Yeah.
And I don't see Bill Gates trying to help reach out to those people. I don't see his father trying to reach out. But you know what? It doesn't matter anyway. All the money they spent over there, why don't they start spending some money over here? Matter of fact, why don't they give $20 billion Central America to take care of their people over there, keep them over there, Mexico? Why don't they give them $20 billion? By the way, did you see who's you had one caller, and he's absolutely right about Pompeo, the pompous ass. I call him the pompous. But listen to this, Michael. Did you see how much money the Chinese are spending in Africa?
Yes.
In money-wise? It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yes.
Nobody's talking about that. Okay? How much money's being spent over there so they can take over that area?
This COVID-19 has driven everything else off the news. There may well be Antifa protests. They're just not getting any coverage. Where, you know, we know that there's things going on in Syria, things going on in Yemen. We're going to try and talk about that a little bit later in the show here. But it's actually getting hard to find news that isn't about the coronavirus. And it's like it's becoming a blindfold over all of our eyes.
Well, Michael, did you see the bumbling Biden and that Bernie's that thing they tried to do on online? They were both failures. They're imbeciles, both of them. I think Biden's way gone. Biden's got the brain of a 100-year-old. I used to be 98, and I'm going to say he's got a brain of a 100-year-old. And they want this guy for the president. It's amazing that people would vote for this guy. He's a bumbling buffoon. It's buffoonery. And, you know, and then you hear on Laura Ingle the other night, she's talking about, well, there's only 40,000 respirators in New York. Well, whose fault is that? Whose fault is what's going on in New York and New Jersey? Whose fault is that? But in the meantime, you got these. Yes?
Yeah, it's Obama's fault because, you know, they had the chance to order more respirators following the 2008 when pigs fly flu. And then you had Cuomo himself turn down an opportunity to buy a bunch more ventilators.
Well, Michael, I'm glad you said Obama because I was going to get to that. Exactly. When Obama was president, it was like patty cake. You can't touch this guy because if you say anything about him, you're this or that. You know, we know what the word is, but I'm not going to go there. Okay. But Obama got away with, you know what? But let's and I want a couple of your callers to hear that. I want to hear and make sure they hear that Obama got away with no other president could get away with. Believe that. Now, as far as going back to this Green New Deal, that they're trying to stick in this bill with Pigs Pelosi and all these demon rats, communists. Every blue state is a disaster, basically. And, you know, Michael, with the Green New Deal, why is Ocasio-Cortez and all these people want to keep flooding this country with all these millions of illegal aliens? Why? For the vote. That's all it is, ladies and gentlemen, the vote. They don't care about this country. They want to flood it. They don't care about our culture, our identity. They don't even know who the founding fathers are or anybody. They don't care less. They want dead presidents, and they want to come over here. They all have to have a car to get around, okay? Like you were saying the other day, they have 20 for living in a house. In California, you got 20 for living in a house. They're not coming here for the love of the country. They're coming here for the love of the money, so what they can get, okay? And that's okay, they need to be
Tom,
yes.
Tom, I got to put you on hold. Don't go away. We're going to come right back after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back here with the news here. Remember Kathy Griffin, supposed comedian, or that's right, that's sexist to say that, comedian, and sort of rose to infamy with this famous photo of her holding what appeared to be a severed head of Donald Trump, all covered in blood, which I thought was tacky as all get out. Apparently, she's in the hospital. They're not saying what she's got, except that she's got symptoms she describes as unbearably painful. And, of course, it's all the fault of President Donald Trump here. Okay, this is a story that's making the rounds on the corporate media and was on Fox News a little bit earlier today. Apparently, there's a hospital in Chicago is considering a universal do not resuscitate policy for infected patients, regardless of the patient wishes. Okay. Now, what that means is that if you have a pre-written directive that you're in the hospital and your heart stops, you quit breathing or something like that, that they have to restart you, this hospital is saying, we're going to ignore that. And they're trying to justify it by saying, we only have so many resources and the numbers aren't good. When somebody goes into a crash situation like that, that the chances of bringing them back are rather slim anyway. So we're just going to let them go. And we'll see what's going to happen with that. Okay, let's see. We still have Tom in Florida. Tom, you needed to finish up what you were talking about.
Yeah, Michael, first off, that Griffith lady, the bird looks better looking than that thing. That thing looks like an old hag, man. Woo! Man, that's something scary to look at there. Yeah, Michael, what I wanted to finish up with is a few things. By the way, the governor here in the state of Florida, he's basically telling these New Yorkers and New Jerseyans when they come down to Florida, self-quarantine yourself because we don't, you know, these people are fleeing those states like left and right. The Californians are all leaving, getting out of there, fleeing by the thousands. Yep. New York and New Jerseyans are fleeing like by the thousands. They all want to get out of New York and they want to come to Florida. You know what the governor here is saying? We don't basically quarantine yourself. We don't want a bunch of liberals down here. Keep your liberal politics up there in New York. We don't need them down here in our state of Florida. And he's doing a great job here, the governor here in the state of Florida, let me tell you. And so a lot of things are going good here. As far as we don't need all this not nincompoops coming down here with their liberal, licky, kissy, touchy, feely nonsense. But, you know, going back to this, Michael, have you seen the YouTube videos of what's going on in Australia with the Chinese spies network?
I didn't get that one. Yes, you're on the air.
They had a thing in Australia where the Australian government's really concerned about all the Chinese over there spying on the Australian government. It's on 60 Minutes of Australia, and they have a big documentary right now. What's going on in Australia? And I thought that was very interesting watching like 20 minutes of that. That was like, wow. I mean, if that's happening in Australia, I'm sure it happens all over the world, but. You know, Michael, it's all about, I don't know what to say. It's all about cultural identity. Who's going to be more powerful, the Russians, the China? I mean, it's all crazy what's really going on. But, you know, if you don't have a country of borders, Michael, you don't have no country at all. Without a country without borders, you don't have no country at all, Michael. And, Michael, one more thing. Is it okay if I send you something from Liberty Snickers?
Say something real quick because we're almost out of time on this hour.
Yeah, Michael, I want to send you something from Liberty Snickers if I can.
Okay, well, the postal address is inside the donations page at the What Really Happened website. We got to let you go and take a break for station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.